The five chiefs, Mohammed Adawa, Mohammed Hassan, Mohammed Noor, Assistant Chief Ibrahim Gabo, and Senior Chief Abdi Sura, were taken early last month in Mandera in the northern part of Kenya. The chiefs are said to have been taken to neighboring Somalia with no trace more than a month later. Kenya's Interior Principal Secretary Raymond Omolo, speaking on Wednesday on Kenya Spice FM, said a lot is happening to ensure the rescue of the chiefs.
We are constantly engaging. They crossed to our neighboring country. Interestingly, the borders are actually temporary distinctions between countries. The communities are basically the same. So there are active engagements that is happening to eventually ensure that they are safely back in the country and then they resume their duties.
President William Ruto, who visited the region a day after the abduction, assured the country that the five will be brought back home safely, as he vowed to sustain the fight against terrorist groups. Security expert Richard Tuta said the matter is complex and that Kenya is applying multiple strategies to ensure the five chiefs are rescued.
But for now, nobody is sure of the strategy. And you know, some of these strategies normally are concealed because of the element of surprise that they are involved with some of these strategies. So one thing for a fact that any country all over the world survives to protect its citizens and is always ready to go an extra mile to make sure that its citizens are safe.
Tuta says terror attacks and the security needed to respond to them are not neglected.
There is always this notion here that wherever such like an occurrence occurs, that people tend to think that it was as a result of a security lapse. That's not the case. If you understand the psychology of terrorism, sometimes they do these things just to provoke. And for reasons, maybe what they may have done in those areas was just to provoke, so that when we, the Kenya security agencies, overreact, then they have a reason to say that, look, we are being targeted.
Last week, the UN Security Council extended sanctions on Somalia's militant group Al-Shabaab, allowing member states to seize vessels delivering weapons to the group. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in Nairobi.